Shalom to all! Today's off is Chol Nafayin Ches. We are starting at the beginning of the brand new parak, and today's off is sponsored by the Nishmas Mars Merim Sar Basar Yaakov Moshe. Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. Now, short introduction is in order. The first three words of the Mishnah, Oisav Es Benoi, refer to a lav in the Torah. One is not allowed to shecht a mother animal and her child on the same day. We're going to see this Esser's even if the child is shechted first, and even if two people shecht these animals separately, it's still the same Esser. Now, a number of other things we're going to see. There's an Esser called Shechitas Chot. A carbon's not allowed to be shechted outside the base of Mikdash, and if it is, the person's chayv kares. Yet another issue is Chulin Ba'azara, a regular animal that's chulin, is not allowed to be shechted in the azara. However, if it is, one is not going to be chayv malchus. And as we're going to see in the Mishnah right now, we're going to have just about every possible permutation of Oisav Es Benoi being shechted in or added by Samikdash with chulin and kachem. So that's what the Mishnah tells us. Oisav Es Benoi, this is for Oisav Es Benoi, shechting the mother animal and her child on the same day. Noig bein ba'aretz bein b'chutz la'aretz. It applies both in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutz La'aretz. And Rashi points out that since this is a chayv ha'guf, of course it applies in Chutz La'aretz. And the only reason the Mishnah mentions this is because it differentiates between chulin and kachem. So mentions this factor as well. That's what the mission continues. Bifnei abayis, shalom bifnei abayis. When there's a base of mikdash and when there's not a base of mikdash, and b'chulin uv mikdashin, it also applies to regular chulin animals and kachim animals. So get to order situations and just pay attention. It's really not that complicated. We're going to be going through all the different cases. Hashechet oisav es benoi, a person shechts two animals, oisav es benoi, and first case is chulin. Both of these animals are chulin, b'chutz, he shechts them outside the base of mikdash. So shem kshayim, both of them are kosher, they're allowed to be eaten. Even the one that was oisav es benoi, he might have been over an iser, but it's still allowed to be eaten. Vasheni, but the second one, the one who was over oisav es benoi, so if it gets Arbaim, he gets 40 Malkas because he was over this lav. Next one is similar, it's just that Kachim, both animals were Kachim, they were Karbanos, and Bechutz, he shechted them outside the base of Mikdash. So Rishon Chayv Kares, he's Chayv Kares for the first one because that's a carbon being shechted outside. Ushneim Psulim, both of them are Apostle because their animals are designated as Karbanos being shechted outside. And Ushneim Sefkinis Arbaim, there's going to be Chayv Malkas for both of them. The first one is because it's Kachim Bechutz, and that comes along with Malkas as well. The second one does not come with Kares because it's not a Kasher carbon anymore due to the fact that the first animal was already shechted, but it's Oisav Es Benoi, so he's going to get Malkas. On to the next category. Chulin, both animals were chulin, but bifnim, they were shechted inside the base of Mikdash. So shnei psulin, both of them are apostle, because that's chulin in the azara. Vasheni sevik zarbayim, there's going to be malchus for the second one, because that's oisav es benoi. Similarly, kachem, if both animals were kachem, bifnim being shechted inside, so rishon kasher upater, the first one is kasher and he's pater, he didn't do anything wrong. It's great, he brought a carbon to the base of Mikdash, but vasheni sevik zarbayim upasol, the second one is going to get malchus because that's oisav es benoi. That's pasol as well, and that's because even though it was shechted in the base of Mikdash, it's called mechusar zman. And this is a special dinner with karbonos. Besides for oisav es benoi, there are numerous restrictions regarding when an animal is allowed to be brought. Sometimes, let's say the person is not yet tahar, so he can't bring his carbon yet, or perhaps the animal or bird is too young, and these all fit in the category of mechusar zman, lacking time, it's premature. So it's the same with oisav es benoi. When the first carbon was shechted in the base of Mikdash, the second one isn't allowed to be, so that makes it mechusar zman. It's simply too early, he has to wait for tomorrow, and that's why it's pasul, even though again it was shechted in the base of Mikdash. On the next category, now talking about two separate animals, chulin vikachim. The first one was chulin, the second one was kachim, but bachutz, they were both shechted outside, so rishon kasher upater. The first one's kasher, it's allowed to be eaten, and he's pater, he didn't do anything wrong, it's just a regular chulin animal outside the base of Mikdash. Vasheni, so because Arbaim will puzzle, and the second one is going to come with the chiyuv malchus, and it's puzzle, that's because of oisav es benoi, and again it's kachim outside the base of Mikdash, so it's puzzle. Now the reverse case, kachim v'chulin. The first animal is kachim, the second animal is chulin, and once again, bachutz, they were shechted outside, so rishon chayv kares who puzzle. The first one he's chayv kares for, because it's kachim outside, and of course it's puzzle. Vasheni, kasher, the second one is kasher, because it's chulin, but ushneim, so against Arbaim, both of them are going to get malchus, he's going to get malchus for the kachim, because that's kachim bachutz, and the second one is getting malchus for, because of oisav es benoi. On to the next category, chulin v'kachim. The first animal is chulin, the second animal is kachim. This time, bifnim, they're both shechted inside the base of Mikdash. So, shneim psulin, both of them are apostle, vashenu sevik zarbayim, and the second one's going to come along with malchus because of oisav es benoi, and the reverse case as well, kachim v'chulin. The first one was kachim, the second one was chulin, bifnim, inside the azara. So, rishon kasher upater, the first one's kasher and he's pater because it's kachim, it's regular karma in the base of Mikdash. Vashenu sevik zarbayim, the second one's going to get malchus for because of oisav es benoi, upasol and spasol because it's chulin in the azara. On the next category, chulin. Both of the animals are chulin, but bachutz ubifnim. The first one was shechted outside the base of Mikdash, second one was inside. So Risha and kasher pater. The first one is kasher and he's pater. It's just regular chulin outside. Vasheni sevik zarbayim upasol. And the second one comes along with malchus because of oisav es benoi, and it's pasol because it was shechted in the base of Mikdash. The reverse case also, kachim. Both animals are kachim, but once again, bachutz ubifnim. The first one was shechted outside, second one was shechted inside. So Risha and chayv kares. The first one was chayv kares for because that's kachim outside. Ushneim sevik zarbayim. He's going to get malchus for both of them. Ushneim psulim, both of them are pasol because again they're kachim outside. And on the last category, chulin, both animals are chulin, bifnim ubachutz. The first one was shechted inside the base of Mikdash, and the second one was shechted outside. So rishon pasul upater. The first one's pasul, but he's pater. It's pasul because it was in the base of Mikdash, because as we said, chulin inside the azara does not come along with malchus. Vasheni sevik zarbayim. The second one he gets malchus for because it's oisav es benoi, but for kasher, he's allowed to eat it because it's a regular chulin animal. In the opposite case as well, kachim, both animals were kachim, and once again bifnim ubachutz. The first animal shechted inside the base of Mikdash, second one outside. So Rishon kosher pater. The first one's kosher and he's pater because it's just a regular carbon of the base of Mikdash. Vashen, he's because Arbaim, who puzzle. And the second one, he's going to get Malkus for because of Isaiah's Benoi, but it's possible because again, it's a carbon outside the base of Mikdash. Says the Gemara, Tonarban, we have a Braisa. Minailo Isaiah's Benoi Shinoig Mikdashin. How do we know this lav of Isaiah's Benoi applies to Kachem animals? And the answer is Tamalem because the Pasuk says, Shari Chasava is Kivalid. And the continuation of this Pasuk is talking about a lav. The baby animal is not allowed to be shechted the first 7 days that it's born. And Uksib Hasrei, right afterwards, the very next Pasuk says, Vishar Isaiah, Isaiah's Benoi, and a shor or se, it and its son are now b'shechta on the same day. What do we learn from here? Limit al oisav es benoi shenayg mukdashin. This teaches us that oisav es benoi applies to mukdashin because the first case is talking about karbonis. Ask the Gemara, fine ve'im mukdashin in b'chul loy. So why don't we say that oisav es benoi is only allowed by kachim but not by chulin? Says Gemara, that can't be because shor hivzika inyan. The word shor divides these two inyanim. The first pasuk says shor chazavai eiz, and the next pasuk begins again shor se. And if the two pasukim were really linked, only talking about kachim, then the pasuk should simply say Shar Chesavai Eiz Ki Yavaleid, and conclude by saying Oisev Es Benoi Lo Yisrach Tu B'Yam Echad, and it shouldn't repeat V'Shar Oiseh. And since it does repeat it, it says Shar, that shows that there's a clear differentiation and that it doesn't only apply to Kachim. Ask the Gemara, fine, so why don't we say the other way around? Ve'ema B'chulin In Mukdash Eloi. So if Shar is Hifzika Inyan and it divides the two Psukim, so then why not say that Oisev Es Benoi only applies to Chulin and not to Kachim? Answers the Gemara, Ksiv V'Shar, this Pasuk of Oisev Es Benoi begins with the letter Vav, and Vav Maisel Inyan Rishain, that Vav adds on to the previous Inyan. So we see that they're linked, but they're also separate, and that tells us that the law of Oisav Es Benoi applies to both Kachim and Chulin. Ask more, fine, if you're going to say it applies to Kalayim, why not the following? If this is really true, then why don't we say the Ma Kachim Kalayim Loi Af Oisav Es Benoi Kalayim Loi, that just like there's a problem of Kalayim by Kachim, there's also be that same issue by Oisav Es Benoi. What does that mean? So Kalayim is forbidden mixtures, and we know that an animal is not only brought as a carbon if its parents were Kalayim. For example, a goat and a sheep mated, so its child is not allowed to be brought because that's Kalayim, that's a forbidden mixture. So we should say the same thing by Oisav Es Benoi, that there should not be a lav of Oisav Es Benoi if one of these animals is Kelayim, comparing it to Kachim. And Alam Atani, why is it taught in the Braisa, Oisav Es Benoi, Noig Bekelayim Ubekvi? That Oisav Es Benoi applies to an animal that's Kelayim and to a Kai. This animal, which is pronounced either Kai or Kvi, is a discussion of what it is it a Chayo or is it a Behema? We're going to start learning about this at the end of the next off. The main focus over here, obviously, though, is the first word, Kelayim. We clearly see from his Braisa that Oisav Es Benoi does apply to Kelayim. And we had another question, Sexiv. It says the word Se by Oisav Es Benoi. And why is that important? Because Va'amar Rava says, Ayin chasam beza atav, ze bono av. This word se is a building block. It's a general rule that teaches as follows. Kol mokom shenemar se, anytime the pasuk says the word se, enei el lahoitzias akilayim. It comes to exclude kilayim. And that's because we have a pasuk that tells us, zeis behima shor techelu shor se kesavim vese izim. The pasuk clearly differentiates. It says the se of kesavim, which is sheep, and the se of izim, which is goats. Now, really, the pasuk could have just said se kesavim izim. From the fact that it says the word se before kesavim and se before izim, that tells us that anytime the pasuk says the word se, it's referring to an animal which is a purebred. Both its mother and father were the same type. Either its mother and father were a sheep, or its mother and father were a goat. And since the pasuk of Oisav Es Benoi says shar'ai se, that should tell us that there's no issue of Oisav Es Benoi when the animal is kelayim. Or why are you saying that there is? So the Gemara tells us, Amar Kra, the pasuk says oi, as in shar'ai se, and that's l'rabis kelayim that includes this kelayim animal in the isra of Oisav Es Benoi. Ask the Gemara, how could you say that? Hi, oi mi ba'yalei l'chalek. We need the word oi to make a separation. I would have thought to say, if not for the word oi, Shar ubenoi, se ubenoi, lemchayiv, that until a person shechts both a shar and its kid, and a se and its kid, he's not going to be chayiv for Isis benoi, kamash molon, lechalik. That's what the word oi tells us, that no, either a shar or a se, one's going to be chayiv for Isis benoi. So you say it's actually to teach us, kilayim, answers the Gemara, no, mi benoi nafka. That drasha of lechalik is learned from the word benoi, namely, oisav es benoi, and benoi is lashon yachid, so that's mashav, if he just shechts even one of them with its child, he's going to be chayiv for Isis benoi, must be that oi is free to teach us kilayim. Ask the Gemara, we still need the word oi for a different braisa. It tells us ilu nemer shar v'se ubenoi. If the pasuk would have just said shar and se and its child, hayusiyamer would have said at shishchot shar v'se ubenoi. He's only mechayiv if he shechts both a shar and a se and one of their children, not both but one of their children. So tamalame, that's what the pasuk says shar se oisav es benoi. So my lav may oi nafgale. Am I not learning this drasha from the word oi shar oisav? The word oi over here teaches me that he only has a shecht one of them and their child. Once again, oi is not free. Says the Gemara, that's not so. May Isai. That Josh has learned from the word Isai, not from the word I. Therefore, the word I is still free. Ask the Gemara, Hanich Rabbanan. This is all good according to Rabbanan de Miyatu Luhu Isai. They say that this word Isai is extra. El Chananya de Le Miyatu Le Isai. But according to Chananya, that the word Isai is not extra, as we're going to soon see in the Gemara what Chananya holds, but the word Isai is not extra. So, Lechalik Manale. How does he know that we differentiate it's either a shar or a se that one's going to be chayav for? It must be that he learns it from the word I, and male that means it's not open to teach us Kelayim. Says the Gemara, no. Lechalik Leitzarch. Mikra. Hanani doesn't require a pasuk to teach us that he's chayiv for each animal individually. Why is that? This is a Rabbi Yonasan. He holds a Rabbi Yonasan. The Tanya Weaver Brisa tells us as follows. The pasuk says, Ish asher yakal es aviv ves imai. If a person curses aviv ves imai. Now, ainli ala aviv ve imai. I would only know from this pasuk that he's chayiv if he curses both his father and his mother. Aviv shaloi imai ve imai shaloi aviv minayin. How do I know he's chayiv if he curses his father and even not his mother, or his mother and even not his father? Tamalim, that's why the very same pasuk says, aviv ve imai kilel. And if you notice, the word curse, kuflam alamid, in the beginning part of the pasuk is attached to the word aviv, asher yakalel es aviv, and in the end of the pasuk, it's attached to the word mother, imai kilel. So what do we learn from here? Aviv kilel, imai kilel, that tells us that if he curses just his father, just his mother, he's chayiv. Divrei Rabbi Yosi, that's Rabbi Yosi's opinion. Or Rabbi Yonasan Omer, he says, mashma shneim ke'echad u'mashma echad b'fnei atzmai. Anytime we have a pasuk that's worded like this, es aviv, es imai, that's mashma, both of them together, or even each one on their own. Ad sheyifrelcha kasav yachtov, until the pasuk clearly tells you that it has to be together. And therefore, Rabbi Yonasan doesn't require a word to separate father and mother. And by the same token, Chananya doesn't require the word oi to separate shar and se. The pasuk could have said shar vise, and still Chananya would have understood it to mean either shar or se. Mimele Chananya also has the word oi extra to teach us kilayim. Now we clarify this machlokes, my Chananya, my Rabbanon. What is machlokes Chananya the Rabbanon? The answer is Tanya of a Braisa. Oisa es benoi noig benekeves ve eini noig bescharim. The law of Oisa es benoi is only by females and not by males, which means that it's only noig by the mother. There's an isser to shech the mother and her child. The child could be either male or female. The main focus is the mother. It's only usher to shech the mother and her offspring, not the father and his offspring. This has to do with chayshish and lezera av that we've mentioned previously before, or again to this discussion later as well. The main focus is the law of Oisa es benoi is only in regards to the mother, not the father. Whereas Chananya, where he says noig bein bescharim bein benekeves, Oisa es benoi is a law both by the father and the mother. Now my time is Rabbanon. What's the reason the Rabbanon that's only by the mother and not the father? That's because the time you have a brisa. You would think that Oisa es benoi applies to both the father and the mother. However, right away the brisa says, why would you think that? Vidinhu, we have a kal v'chomer saying the other way around. Chiv kan v'chiv eim al banim. Torah is machayev over here by Oisa es benoi, and it was also machayev something similar by eim al banim. What's this referring to? So there's a pasuk that tells us, ki yikar kan sipar l'fanecha baderech, if a person's walking along the way and he chances upon he notices a bird's nest, and the mother is on the children, it's either on the eggs or on the children themselves. So the pasuk tells us, send the mother away, and this is the famous mitzvah shiluach hakein. This is a very similar din to Oisa es benoi. It has to do with not taking the mother and the children. Now what do we see from there? Just like over there, but that din of shiluach hakein, it's only in regards to the mother and not the father. That's because the pasuk tells us, the mother is on the children, and the mother is the one that sits on the eggs and children, not the father. So to over here, when we have the law of Oisa es benoi, b'nekeves v'scharim, it would make sense to say it's only by the mother, not by the father. Says the Brisa Loi, that's not a valid kal v'chomer. Because im marta b'im albanim, if you want to say this din applies by im albanim, by shiluach hakein, that's because shekein loy also b'mezomen k'she'in mezomen. Something which is prepared is not like something which is not prepared. What does it mean prepared? So he's mentioned, the pasuk says, when a person is going along the way, the whole mitzvah shiluach hakein is only when he chances upon a nest, not when he raises birds or he has a nest in his backyard. That's called mezomen. So perhaps it's also limited only to the mother. But the time of Oisa es benoi, you're going to say this also applies to Oisa es benoi, she'as by mezomen k'she'in mezomen. By Oisa es benoi, the lav is both by mezomen and not mezomen. If it's prepared, if he, let's say, raises animals and it's his, or maybe his neighbor's, or maybe he's an animal watcher for the BBC and he's been following a herd of bison and he knows that this is a mother and a child, that's called ein mezomen, it's hefker. There's also a lav Oisa es benoi in that situation. And so since we say it's more machmer by Oisa es benoi, maybe it also applies to the father. And so that's what the Brisa tells us, tam olam, the pasuk says, oisoi, and that's a miyot, it. What do we learn from here? Echad v'lo shnayim, Oisa es benoi applies to only one of the parents and not both of them. And Akshachila Kosov, now the pasuk clearly differentiates by saying the word oisai, that it only applies to one of the parents and not both of them. So which parent is it? Zachisi Ladin. Now I'm Zaycha. Now I could go back to the original Kal V'chaymer. Nechiv Kan V'chiv Beim Halbanim. The Torah is Mechayv over here by Oisa es benoi in Beim Halbanim by Shiluach HaKein. And therefore we'd say that Makshachiv Beim Halbanim Benekev Zlob Yisharim, just in case of Shiluach HaKein, as by the mother, not by the father. Avshachiv Kan Benekev Zlob Yisharim, so too by Oisa es benoi, as by the mother, not by the father. Now V'im Nafshchaloymar, if you're going to come to say that really this is not valid, I'll tell you it is valid. Why is that? Because the pasuk also says benoi. Again, Oisa v'es benoi. What do we learn from here? Misha benoi karuch achrov. The law of Oisa es benoi applies to the parent which its child is karuch achrov. It follows it all the time. Maybe that's why it's called its son or its child. How do you know who the parent of the child is? That's the one whom the child follows around and tugs her skirt and harasses them. Yotze zachar, that excludes the male. She'en benoi karuch achrov. His child doesn't follow him around. The child follows the mother. So it must be the law of Oisa es benoi applies only to the mother and not to the father. Now, just clarify this. Ma'im nafsh choloymar. What does that mean? Im nafsh choloymar. If you want to say something which is going to be a question, I have an answer to it. And that's as follows. V'chi tema if you want to say the word oisai in the pasuk, which had told us that it's only one of the parents and not both of them, that that's actually mashma the zachar, because oisai is masculine, it's male, it's lashon zachar, not lashon akeva. So you might say that oisai is when it actually applies only to the father, not to the mother. That's why the response is harayu oimer. The pasuk says benoi, it's child. Misha benoi karach achrov. It's only talking about the parent whom the child follows. Yatzah zachar, that excludes the male. Shem benoi karach achrov, that the child doesn't follow the father. And we just conclude the brayso. Ayin tesam ralph on the top. Ulchananya, what about him? Who holds alav oisai benoi applies also to the father? That's because ksiv oisai. It says oisai in the pasuk. The mashma zachar, as we just said, that's mashma the male because oisai is lashon zachar. And uksiv benoi, it also says benoi, and that tells us misha benoi karach achrov, the parent whom the child follows. The mashma nekeva, that's mashma the female. Hilchach, therefore, noig bein bischarm bein bein kevas. The din of oisai benoi applies to both males and females. So that's machlokes Rabbanan Chananya. We're going to start for the day. We pick up tomorrow. Continue to discuss this machlokes. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.